hear it. And only Mary, who preserved her virginity, was Christ himself. I could spend hours discoursing on the importance of Christ's practice, humanly speaking, of heroic chastity. We're not be a church in which men, real masculine gender men, vow themselves to a lifetime virginity. I seldom say this, said I will now. For a man to live a faithful virginal life is humanly impossible. God, only God, enable human nature to live a miraculous life. Fifth implication, to teach us God's extraordinary pleasure by virginal sacrifice. You married men have children. Whatever you do, may I recommend that you encourage at least one of your children to vow him or herself to a lifetime what we call consecrated chastity. How we need, in today's world, you don't be a priest. I say for 52 days. In my case, 52 years. Without knowing how powerful, how strong are our passions. Let me be still more clear. You married men. Thank God you married. Well, let me tell you. Today's world, I'm not sure for whom it is harder to live a chaste life, for a married man or woman, or for a single man or woman. To teach us, I repeat, God's extraordinary pleasure while living a life of sacrifice. Over the years of my priesthood, I've encouraged so many people to vow themselves to a lifetime virginity. Sadly, very sadly, the United States, hear it, they have lost most, in terms of numbers, most of our consecrated men and women. Some 80,000 women religious gave up their virginal life. Sixth implication, to show us, with God, nothing is impossible. Oh, what? Not just a 4, but a 40-day retreat I could give on living a humanly impossible life. Mary's virginity reveals many things. It reveals that with God, nothing is impossible. That is why I recommend to those who are not married yet to seriously think of dedicating their virginity to God. For married men, especially if you are older, I know Christian marriage, I know Christian husbands, I know Christian Catholic wives. In God's name, be sure with God's grace you are able to live a chaste life, especially after your wife reaches a certain age. Oh, how specific I could be. It is the power of God's grace. Marriage can be lived in happily without, dare I say it, moral intercourse. He retreats to women, I counsel them very strongly to be open to sex relations with their husbands. I know human nature. I repeat, for a husband it is possible to live a chaste life in marriage though his wife does not cooperate. With God, I repeat, nothing is impossible. Seventh implication. How important this is. Why do we say, you're asking, why was God conceived and born a virgin mother? Why did God work the miracle of being, I repeat, conceived and born a virgin mother? Seventh reason, to anticipate heaven. Hear it. For which human conception now exists. I trust you've been told. Once we enter heaven, there'll be no carnal intercourse, contrary to what Islam teaches. Have you taught Mohammedanism over the years? And my students memorize those passages in the Quran which promise the believing, shall I call him, the believing Muslim, such an intercourse continues in heaven. Not so. All conception, all birth of human beings will cease with the last day. And for all of us, with our bodily death. How we need to look forward to heaven. And part of our looking forward to heaven is to realize the pleasure which God gives us on earth, for example, marital intercourse, which we are to believe will certainly cease with our death, cease for the human race the moment the world closes. I have three more implications. I ask you why. Why did God plan the incarnation of a Virgin Mother? To show us, to teach us, that Mary was espoused. She was espoused to whom? The Church says, to the Holy Spirit. Oh, how important that is. You may have dearly and deeply loving wives. If you do, thank God. As I'm sure you know, that all wives are deeply loving. All wives are naturally human. But Mary was not espoused. She married Joseph because it was the will of God to protect the reputation both of Mary and Joseph and, of course, of Jesus Christ. Mary was espoused, so the Church has taught over the centuries, espoused to the Holy Spirit. By His power that she conceived her divine Son. Only God had made possible the conception of Jesus Christ by His Virgin Mother. Now, the ninth implication. Why was Mary espoused to Joseph in the eyes of the Lord, but remained a virgin before she conceived Jesus, after she conceived Him, to the moment when she was assumed into heaven? How important this ninth implication is to prove to us that chastity is not impossible, but chastity is the work of God with the help of supernatural grace. Hear this, you married men. I mean this honestly. I've said in the classes I've taught, I've said more than one retreat, chastity is possible only with the help of divine grace. There is no way, I repeat, no way, that a human being can practice Christian chastity without extraordinary grace from God. The implications fill a mountain. We are all, every one of us, to live a life of chastity, married and single. or the single state, your wife has died, or you are separated. I repeat, to practice Christian chastity, you must have daily, constant access to extraordinary grace from God. I know exactly what I'm saying. Chastity is binding on every human being. And you married men, especially the more you travel. We have on some occasion mentioned this to some of you. I mention it now. Women, whether single or divorced, women have, an American statistic, 7 times the chance of finding a husband as a man has in finding a wife. I know human nature. I know feminine human nature. In God's name, I beg you, protect yourselves from designing women. I know exactly what I'm telling you. 2 places safe. To be safe from being seduced, I repeat, by a woman, you must have extraordinary grace, which I call miraculous grace. How important this is. A nation like ours, some of the most unhappy men that I know. I've known some of them for years. Abandoned by their wives. Some of the wives have, as we say, casually remarried. Or so many wives have their children grow up. They discard their husbands and live either a life without a husband, or they can find a man to marry them. Marry them, of course, invalidly. I've over the years given courses in women's liberation. I've published thousands of words on the subject of women's liberation. I'm speaking to men. In God's name, use your heads. No. That you are open prey to designing women. I mean that with my whole heart. Repeat the 9th implication. Chastity is possible only with the help of God's grace in all of our lives. Finally, the 10th, called implication. Why, we are asking, was Mary chosen by God to conceive Christ as a virgin, give birth to him as a virgin, never lost her virginity? To manifest, 10th implication. To manifest the holiness of the Church of Christ on earth. There are a thousand ways in which the Church's holiness can be shown or proved to an unbelieving world. But I know of nothing that is more convincing than for us to live lives, I mean these words, of honest to God chastity. This is the chief proof for the Church to be called her the Holy Catholic Church. The Church, the grace which He gives all of us, can enable us to preserve our chastity in marriage. I repeat, that is not easy. To preserve our chastity as single men, to prove to the world there is a God by living a life of consecrated chastity until death. Lord Jesus, we beg you to teach us the profound implications of Mary's virginity. Help us to realize what we cannot do by our human powers, we can do, we can enjoy doing, we can be ecstatically happy in living an honest to God life of chastity. Lord Jesus, give all of us the grace to practice the chastity of our state of life, and thus to show the world that Christ, the living God, makes possible and deeply enjoyable what is impossible without God's grace. Amen. Thank you for listening. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.